KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 32 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 74. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday passed by a vote of 4-3, a third and final reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinance with regard to stop required at 22nd and Olive Streets, making the intersection a four-way stop instead of the current two-way stop. Prior to passing the ordinance, the city council discussed the matter at length again. Councilman Richard Dick Cassidy said he's had people on both sides of the fence talk to him, and that he was of the opinion Atlantic has too many stop signs as it is.
I don't know as if it will save any lives. It might save some lives. I would hope it would if we put them in, but I don't think my vote will make any difference because I'm probably going to vote no because of my constituents in the 5th Ward want me to.
Councilpersons Pat McCurdy and Linda Hartkopf voted in favor. McCurdy said that he'd spoken with four people in the affected area and that all four of them want it because of the extra traffic from the new quarry. Councilperson Grace Garrett, who voted against the ordinance, said that she conducted her own traffic survey of the area on at least four separate occasions. She also drove down the hill leading up to where the proposed stop sign would be.
I was measuring with my Ram pickup truck how many trucks could stop at that stop sign safely. You could have two trucks stop at that stop sign safely that's being proposed, but there, if there's another vehicle coming over that hill, they have very little space to stop on that hill.
Garrett said that she concluded 22nd and Olive was not a safe intersection, especially when the road is icy, and that the speed limit be reduced from the current 35 mile per hour to 25, and more signs warning of the impending stop, especially for those coming down the hill, would be necessary if the four-way stop is implemented.
I will propose to the appropriate committee a speed limit change for that area that will reflect the remaining parts of Olive Street, which turns into 25 miles an hour, and I will also propose additional street signage for that area so that we can make sure that everyone understands the importance of safety, no matter the speed limit within our city. Safety must be first.
For those voting in favor of the change included Councilpersons Pat McCurdy, Linda Hartkopf, Gerald Brink, and Jim Behrens. Dick Cassidy, Grace Garrett, and Councilwoman Kathy Summers voted no. Mayor Dave Jones said the proposal would include two stop ahead or dangerous intersection warning signs in place well before the intersection. In other business, the council received an annual report from Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson.
We had over 42,000 checkouts. We hold over 33,000 books, over 3,000 audios, almost 3,000 DVDs. Our digital library are the services that you would think of like a library but online. So books, audiobooks, movies, audio, and those were accessed over 14,000 times in the last year.
She said considering,
and then we have other digital resources like our Brain Fuse, our digital reference shelf, and those were used about 10,000 times last year.
She said that considering the year they've had is impacted by COVID, they're very pleased with the usage numbers. Anderson said also they've struggled to collect fines for overdue and or lost materials, but that's going to change.
From this point forward, we're going to be a little more aggressive about trying to get those items back or getting lost materials paid.
Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson has lost two more sleeves off his uniform, but it wasn't due to a scuffle with a criminal. Instead, former Atlantic Police Officer Dennis Rudolph and his wife Heather, representing Carl Emergency Vehicles in Des Moines, and Tom Campbell with Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic, each bid and or donated $200 for the honor of cutting off the chief's sleeves during Wednesday evening city council meeting as part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Sleeves came with a special pink patch with the police department insignia. Afterward, Erickson said there are still about 20 patches left to purchase individually, $10 apiece, or including the sleeves for the highest bid. Last month, Mike Blevins and Donnie Drennan with Pimosa Lodge 271 cut the sleeves off of Erickson's uniform for $50 per sleeve. And at the time, Erickson said he welcomed a challenge, and anyone willing to beat $100 for the two sleeves could cut them off at last night's council meeting. Last week, Governor Kim Reynolds and Senator Joni Ernst each took the opportunity to cut off one of the department's pink uniform patches from his sleeve while the two women were in town. Money raised from the sale of the patches will be donated to Cass County Relay for Life. Those patches can be purchased individually during normal business hours at the Atlantic Police Department, Atlantic City Hall, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Iowa has surpassed the 1 million mark on tests for COVID-19. dashboard this morning shows 1,002,887 Iowans, that is, have been tested for the virus. Since 10 a.m. Wednesday, more than 3,260 tests have come back positive for COVID-19, for a total of 139,308 since the beginning of the pandemic. And there have been nearly 860,100 total negative tests. The IDPH says this morning 20 more deaths have been reported since Wednesday's report for a total of 1,801. There was one more death in Cass County for a total of 7, one more death in Harrison County for a total of 19, and one more in Union County for a total of 6 since 10 a.m. yesterday. Cass County also has 10 more positive cases of the COVID for a total of 537. Double-digit case increases were reported in Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. Statewide, pre-existing conditions account for 1,177 of the total deaths. The long-term care facility deaths are up 5 to 870. Number of long-term care facility outbreaks is steady at 84. In Cass County, two facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care and Griswold Rehab and Health Care Center, have a combined total of 144 positive cases as of this morning, with 30 having recovered. In our funeral announcements, Margaret Marge Cron, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. A private mass of Christian burial for Marge Cron will be today at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. The mass will be live streamed on the Odie Funeral Home Facebook page. Edward Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Edward Parsons will be today at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with a luncheon to follow. Dale M. Nelson, age 87, of rural Brayton, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. An open visitation for Dale Nelson will be today from noon until 7 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nova Layton, age 96, of Griswold, died Monday at Griswold Care Center. A private family funeral service for Nova Layton will be held at a later date. An open visitation will be held at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold this Friday, tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Fern Curry, age 94, of Exira, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Fern Curry will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. David Pussell, age 59, of Anita, died October 19th. Graveside services for Dave Pussell will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hampton Cemetery in Hampton, Iowa. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Aaron Rabarchek, age 35, of Atlantic, died October 7th. Services for Aaron Rabarchek will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl Schroeder, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Daryl Schroeder will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery, west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Kenneth Finnell, age 65, of Atlantic, died October 29th. Graveside services for Kenneth Finnell will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Wyrick Cemetery, south of Lyman. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. June Tierney, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died October 3rd. Graveside services for June Tierney will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Resurrection Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Joan Henderson, age 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services for Joan Henderson will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Jeff Campbell, age 73, of Orient, died Tuesday in Creston. No services are scheduled for Jeff Campbell. Powers Funeral Home of Creston has the arrangements. Dennis Markman, age 57, of Stewart, died Wednesday at his home. According to his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Markman are scheduled at this time. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.